Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
What's the ideal dinner time? We want to know, what time do you sit down and have your dinner out with your family every evening? Because 6:28 p.m. to be perfectly precise, that is the exact time we should all sit down and have our dinner, according to this research carried out by HelloFresh today. And yet only 40% of us managed to sit down at 6:28. Orla Walsh, dietitian, is with me on the line today. Why is 6:28 p.m. the perfect time, Orla? It's very precise, isn't it?
I struggle to get a healthy dinner on the table on Monday to Friday as it is, let alone if there was a stopwatch attached to it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when it comes to dinner, it's these things are a problem if they're a problem. So if we're eating late and we have reflux and it's affecting our sleeping, then it's obviously not a good idea to be eating dinner so late. The other problem with eating dinner so late is that we tend to get quite hungry. And while we're even making dinner in the kitchen, we'll be picking on other things before the dinner is even on the table. So really, it is beneficial to have your dinner earlier to prevent getting too hungry and therefore eating too much or eating too fast, which gives digestive issues. But I suppose it's a hard one in our busy lifestyles to get the dinner on the table at a certain time, especially if you've kids with activities.
What's late when you talk about eating too late? What time is that?
Well, I suppose what's late to the body and late to us might be two different things. Our body would prefer us to front load the food, that we'd have the majority of our food really in the first half of the day. In other words, giving our body the nutrients it needs when it needs it. And there is a lot of research coming out on chrononutrition and eating according to your circadian rhythm. And really, I suppose once it becomes after 7 p.m., it's starting to get late. But I guess with schedules, it's very hard for families. And I'd certainly prefer them eating a bit later and eating a healthy home-cooked meal than eating earlier and having more processed foods.
Yeah, but I find, and I can only speak to myself, and I'm not cooking for any huge amount of people, but like if you're eating at 7, I find it's that interim period between lunch and having dinner at 7 o'clock, you're more inclined to snack. Sure, I'm munching away while I'm cooking.
You are certainly. For some people that can't change when they're having dinner for family reasons or whatnot, I do bring in what I call a tactical snack before they leave the office. So for example, if they have an apple and a handful of nuts before they leave, it just takes edge off hunger, so they come into the house probably a happier person as well, so hunger hasn't hit, but also someone who's less inclined to pick while they're making the dinner, or like I said, go into dinner and eat too much or eat too fast, which will cause a lot of gut upset.
Andrew Rudd, who's chef and director of Medley Private Dining Venue, is with us here too, Orla, on the line today. Do you have your dinner at 6:28 p.m, Andrew?
Well, hi, Andrea.
How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. In fact, I've started eating earlier. I come into work early, and when we have events on, like we've got 3 events this week, at the moment we're prepping for an event this evening, they're actually coming in early. They're coming in at 6. I'll be gone home by then, and I'll have my dinner by 6:30. And I've got into a rhythm, a routine, and I do that pretty much every night because
top
I'm
student.
Up early. Now, top student, I know. And actually, you know, I find also, it comes back to what Orla was saying, you know, in terms of the digestion, if I'm eating really late at night, I'll be lying on the couch, I'll be binging on Netflix or whatever it might be. And it doesn't aid or help digestion for me. It's a personal thing. But, you know, from the perspective of, you know, what the industry is doing, I'm finding a lot of my clients are preferring to come in earlier in the day. They want to get the meal out of the way as quickly as possible. So my guests this evening are seating at 6:30 so they can get sucked into the entertainment and drinking.
Yeah.
And that's the practical solution in terms of what my clients are looking for. It's not that they want to eat earlier, but I think I tend to suggest that when we have events, you know, the later you eat, the more lethargic people are as well. So for me, I'm looking at it from the point of view of people enjoying themselves. So I will always encourage my clients to eat as early as possible so they can actually enjoy the entertainment for the evening.
Yeah, I like to typically, but say Monday to Thursday anyway, kind of have, you know, have something to eat or have dinner around 6:30. Weekends, totally different. Like if I was going for food or meeting people for something to eat, then I'm happier to do it after 7 o'clock. But I don't like to eat after 7 midweek.
Yeah, well, do you know what? We at the weekend on Saturday had our Christmas party, and there was only 6 of us. But we decided collectively, let's go out for lunch at 1:30. And we really enjoyed it. And then we were done. I then managed to go to the rugby with my brothers, and I was done. I didn't, you know, I had a little snack like later in the evening, but I woke up on Sunday and I was fine. It was a big, heavy lunch. But I didn't have, you know, I didn't feel that I needed to eat later in the evening again, apart from like a little snack.
Yeah.
But, you know, certainly in hospitality and restaurants, I don't really see that people are making the intentional decision to come in earlier because of digestion, because of, you know, sleep patterns. I think, and again, you have to come back and ask, you know, what, you know, how many people are surveyed here? You know, is it just the HelloFresh customers who buy ready-made meals packs, which are wholesome, nutritious? You know, I'd have to question that as well, because are they, you know, the average family who are cooking for two kids, four kids, family of six, whatever it might be?
Yeah, they talk about 40% of people who are part of the survey achieve the 6:28 p.m. Perfect dinner time. 47% also believe eating together, you know, helps to build stronger relationships. I suppose provides an opportunity to families to catch up during the after part of the day as well. Mary McCarthy, columnist, is joining us here too, Andrew, on the line. Is 6:28 your ideal dinner time, Mary?
Good afternoon, guys. Yeah, I love 6:28. It's perfect. It's because people are kind of, they tend to be in from the sports. Not every day, but in our house, that's mostly. Sometimes my husband will be like later with work, but I'll actually wait on, like, and the kids go mental because they're starving. But Orla was talking about a hack there when they left the office with the nuts and the fruit. So what I do is I do like a big, huge plate of loads of chopped vegetables. So the kids are whining about being starved, and I just say to eat them. So like they've loads of junk on the weekends, but at least then weekdays, you just have to stick it in front of them, and then they're so hungry they'll eat it. But yeah, I can see 6:28. I, like, that was one of my New Year's resolutions, dinner on the table, 6:30, you know.
Yeah.
But eating together, for me, I just think it's so important. Like there's definitely less fighting in our house when we all sit down, you know. They could be fighting with the, you know, your kids fight. But when everyone sits down for dinner, like that's when you kind of start joking about a meme or talking about school. Or so it's just really, really important. Not that we get it every day. We don't manage to do it every day. But I do think you can't be rigid. You kind of have to wait for people to get home. But people will get hungry. So you got to have some kind of stopgap.
Yeah. Are you an evening snacker, Mary?
Do you know what? It's funny. Sometimes I'm not. I'll just have tea. But then some days I'll just be like insatiable. I'll just, you know, I'll be having yogurt and all sorts. And I say yogurt, like it's more like chocolate and everything. So yeah, I'd say sometimes I am. I'm probably half the week I am. And then I can just have dinner and then that's it. And I have a cup of tea and fine.
You're fine.
And then some days, you know, I'm standing at the fridge and that's it. Like it's just, I can't stop.
The listener makes the point, by the time you get in from work and make dinner, sure, it's near impossible to eat by 6:30, which is a fair point. Orla Walsh, there's a question for you from Aoife. She's wondering, what's the best time for a six-year-old to eat dinner? Should it be a little earlier?
Yeah, it would be, because a six-year-old's probably going to bed at 7:30, 8, because they do still need up to 12 hours a night. So I have a 2-, 4-, and 6-year-old at home, and we try and eat around 5:30, 6, because it just gives them a little time to run around or play before it's the bedtime routine and into bed. It is a struggle. So there's a lot of slow cooker meals or tray bakes that are put in the fridge or put in the oven at lunchtime and then turned on. It is worth it, though, because there's so many benefits to eating as a family, particularly with regards to nutrition and fussy eating. So if you've selective eaters at home, a family meal makes a big, big difference. And it's also a time to chat, reconnect. And you really want to get them into good habits that they'll carry on and do with their own kids when they're older, too.
What about dinner at lunchtime, like the good country folk of Ireland?
I love that concept. Really, nutrition is about giving your body what it needs when it needs it. So having a big breakfast and your dinner in the middle of the day and then a supper is just perfect for your body. And most bodies would respond really well to that. I guess it's just because we're not home. The hot school meals have helped.
That's true.
In that,
yeah,
the kids are getting a dinner in the middle of the day. Mine are getting a dinner in after school as well, and a dinner when home.
So they're certainly well fed. But really, for a lot of adults in particular, and especially if they have the likes of insulin resistance like pre-diabetes or diabetes, your dinner in the middle of the day, it would get a gold star from me.
My Italian neighbours don't eat until 11 p.m. each night. Surely it can't be good for sleeping, is it? Asks this Dexter.
Well, the Spanish are desperate for that as well. They eat so late and they probably laugh at us, you know, wondering if it's 6:28. Yes. But I suppose it's different cultures and there's naps in the middle of the day and all sorts there. So it's just different cultures that do different things. But Irish people, certainly, they like an early dinner, I think.
Yeah, I totally buy into the siesta system. Listeners, since I retired 3 years ago, I have my dinner in the middle of the day and I have a light snack at 6:30, which means there's very little food lying in my stomach all evening and night. Another listener says, or I'm interested in your thoughts on this, if you're like me and you work by the 3-2-1 system, so no food 3 hours before bed, no drink 2 hours before I go to sleep, and no screens 1 hour before bedtime.
Well, I'm going to rob that for my Instagram page because the 3-2-1 rule.
3-2-1, food, drink, screens.
It's really clever. And I think more and more people are getting into their sleep in terms of how much they're getting and how good quality their sleep is, and I think that would be really helpful for their sleep and therefore their digestion and overall health the next day.
Finally, this listener says, have you never heard the saying, breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince and dine like a pauper? Trouble is, I couldn't sit down to eat vegetables, etc., even at 7 a.m. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. That's Orla Walsh, dietitian, Andrew Rudd, who's the chef and director of the Medley private dining venue, and Mary McCarthy, columnist. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.